Duckbus Dan, real name Daniel Radcliffe, is going to be embarking on a big journey pretty soon with his mate Luke and their respective kids. Daniel is very sadly losing his eyesight. He's losing his vision with a very, very rare condition.
Yes, he hasn't done any travelling either, so he thought before he completely loses his eyesight, he'll set out on some travels with his mate to see Australia before it's too late.
I think that's great.
Fantastic, fantastic idea.
Now, they've got a fundraiser happening at La Marina in Ellie Beach on Sunday. And we've got the boys on the line with us right now, Daniel and Luke. Daniel, firstly, good morning, guys. Tell us about this event, which is happening on Sunday.
Hey, guys. Good morning.
Good morning, guys.
I don't know. It's past early. He's not handling it at all.
You're up getting a fry-up happening.
Oh, mate, we've been in hair and makeup all morning to try and look our best for radio.
That's fantastic.
It doesn't go unnoticed, don't you worry.
Don't have too many pants on.
No, I'm brown off. No, you can't see.
That'll freaking blow on.
So tell us about this thing that's going on Sunday, guys. You're doing a bit of a fundraiser. Got an event.
That's
happening.
Right. Yeah. So we got a fundraiser at La Marina from 12 o'clock to 4 o'clock. $10 entry, but that gets you a free drink and free pizza, and that we'll be cruising around.
We've got total entertainment down there. We have a couple of musos doing a duo. We've got an auction off. A lot of different items. Boat trips. Different products, and we're going to have some mad raffles going on as well with different different things to support the cause.
I'm going to auction Luke off.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I think I might even try him. Yeah, I'm pretty keen for it, actually.
So, do you reckon you'll get anything for him, though?
Nah, probably bugger all, but it'll still be funny. Just the collar.
They can see me, Dan can't. So.
And so far, how has the fundraising been going? You've had a few businesses jump on board, haven't you?
Yeah, sponsor-wise, we're going really well. Getting the car kitted out and people jumping on in that way. A grateful word for Mackay have just been unreal. And another big one is Wits on the Automotive up here. This has been unbelievable kitting us out. So the guys up here have been unreal too.
Trying to do whatever they can to make the bus be cool. There's quite a few little sponsors that are jumping on board too. Well, they're not really little. They're still, $2,000 sponsors that are helping us out as well. Yeah. So there's probably about 20 different sponsors that are getting on board and helping us through the way so far. So
fantastic.
Yeah, it's going to be good.
And Dan, how much are you looking forward to this adventure which is ahead of you? You're going to be seeing the country for potentially one final time, but seeing it in the best way possible with your good mate Luke there. I mean, this must be something you're buzzing about.
Yeah, mate. It's, definitely keen for it. It's a bit nervous more than anything. It's a lot of life... A lot of stuff going on back here in Airlie that I'm a bit worried to walk away from, but it's sort of the one thing you got to do it, I'm not going to have the vision forever, so you just got to suck it up and go.
Yeah.
But going with Luke sort of has me worried a bit.
What could possibly go wrong?
What could possibly go wrong? You wanted me to come around here last night for beers before this big radio interview, and I said, no way, I'm not doing it.
You've got to be fresh.
Dan and Luke, we hope it's a great event at La Marina on Sunday. As you say, $10 entry. Everyone should get down there, support this. It's a great cause, and your kids are going to be going along with you. It's going to be a lot of fun. So, hopefully it's a big success on Sunday at La Marina.
Yeah, guys, appreciate the support. That's awesome. We'll talk to you soon. But, follow us along the way. Jump on the Duckbus Dan Last Sights Tour page on Facebook. There's the GoFundMe link and everything on there, and you can sort of follow our story along the way around Australia.
Fantastic.
Dan and Luke, thanks for the chat, guys.
Thanks, guys. Have a good day. Have a good day.
You too. See ya.
Now, Jono, all week you've been doing this vegan challenge that I set you. I'm trying to get you a little bit more healthy.
Oh, yeah, man.
Yeah, so
I've adopted the fashion and the way of talking.
Well, your vegan challenge is kind of coming to an end. You've still got the big, I think, which will be the hardest challenge for you is over the weekend, trying to stay vegan over the weekend because Monday, 5 p.m. Monday, you're finished. But yesterday you did have a mental breakdown. We had morning tea in the office and there was cake and all this cake. If you just imagine all the cream buns you've ever seen.
It wasn't just cake. There was also sausage rolls and quiches.
Yeah, I don't care about those because I can't eat them anyway. But the cake
is... Oh, because you're a vegetarian.
Yeah, mostly, yeah. But I have
you're
got
not
a
extreme
proposition.
Enough.
I've got a proposition for you, Jono. Because, I'm looking out for you. There's still leftover cake in the fridge. You could have some of that cake this morning if you agree to going vegetarian for one more week. So you would, instead of being vegan, where you can't have any dairy products, and then finishing up on Monday.
I agreed to do a week.
That was the
challenge.
So you'd be finishing up being vegan on Monday. You still have to get through the weekend, remember, and there's still lots of cake in the fridge. Or after the show today, you can have cake and just become a vegetarian, but you have to stick it out for a whole one more week, a whole other week. So this time next week, you'll be finishing up being vegetarian.
It's a lot for me to take in.
I'm just, you know, I think
vegetarian. Why are you doing this? Why are you messing with me? Playing with me like a pawn.
Vegetarian would be so much easier. And that cake, ooh, that cake. They had the caramel and cream bun in there.
You don't want me to, you don't, are you doing this out of pity or is it, what is the reason for you?
Yeah, pity. Of course, pity. Of course I feel sorry for you not being able to eat the cake in the fridge.
But you also want me to.
We have more cake next Wednesday.
You also want me to go for another week of vegetarian.
Mm.
I'm doing this the wrong way round, really. You think normally you'd start with vegetarian and work your way to the extreme vegan.
I've just
gone cold turkey.
That's the best way sometimes, and
cold turkey with no turkey to eat. Not allowed to.
Well, duh.
Because it's vegan.
Sometimes cold turkey is the best way to go, John. So what do you think of this? Be vegetarian for one more week or go vegan, full vegan. You still can't have the cake in the fridge. You have to go the whole weekend as a vegan. So that's no cheese toasties, no ice cream, no nothing.
But in some ways, the home is like the better way to go because it's easier because you can make your home-cooked meals there.
Let's face it. You are not having home-cooked meals. You are eating out. You eat out. Let's face it. You ain't cooking anything. Cake in the fridge, caramel cream bun, looking at ya.
And is vegetarian that much easier?
It is a lot easier.
And that way I can just...
There's dairy products in a lot of things.
And I could eat cheese on
the
weekend.
You could have cheese.
Could I eat a whole bowl of cheese?
You can have a whole bowl of cheese. You can have a cheese
and
tomato pizza.
Oh, my God.
You could have
I'm going to have cake today.
And you get to have cake.
Oh, Jesus.
What are you
Simon,
saying?
Simon, our cameraman's going to be, the resident vegan's going to be so upset at me. But you know what? I'm doing it.
Yeah.
I'm ditching the vegan. One condition.
What?
Can I still tell people I'm vegan?
Sure.
Because that's a lot of fun.
Do whatever
making
you like.
Making people feel guilty about themselves.
Like.
Good, okay.
Vegetarian one more week. Here we go.
All right, you got yourself a deal.
Woohoo! And Jono, I'm going out for dinner tonight. Guess who I'm going out with?
The president.
No.
Oh. I was really thinking it would be the president.
No, not the president, not Trump. I'm going out with one of the girls that I met on Tinder when I had your Tinder profile.
Oh. Good.
So, just thought I'd let you know that.
That's good. Yeah. Good that you got something out of that.
Yeah.
Because it was, it was about you.
It was about me, wasn't it?
What are you doing?
We're just going to go out for tea, a few afternoon bevvies.
Have you've caught up before?
Yeah, we had lunch before.
Right.
We haven't seen her in a while, so I thought, let's go have a girls' night.
Wow.
Yeah.
How many drinks do you plan on having?
I don't know. Do you want to drop me into town, actually? That was my next question.
Really? Really?
Yeah.
I guess, maybe. I was just going to say, just don't be too crazy because I've seen the last two times you had a few drinks.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes, you're out of control.
I'm not out of control. You're out of control. You're out of control.
Good comeback.
You are, though.
But I'm always like that. So it doesn't matter. Whereas when you do it, when you get a little bit loose on the wines, it's a different you. And you get all self-conscious about it. And you worry about it for a week. Like, what did I say? What did I do?
I know.
Did I do anything embarrassing?
Poor John has to sit here.
I'm just like, geez, I do
a
this.
A week's worth of things.
I embarrass myself on the regular. It's no biggie. Get used to
it. Get over it.
Yeah, get over it.
Now, John, all week you've been doing this vegan challenge that I set you. I'm trying to get you a little bit more healthy.
Oh, yeah. Man.
Yeah. So
Man, I've adopted the fashion and the way of talking.
Mm-hmm. Well, your vegan challenge is kind of coming to an end. You've still got the big, I think, which will be the hardest challenge for you is over the weekend, trying to stay vegan over the weekend because Monday, 5 p.m. Monday, you're finished. But yesterday you did have a mental breakdown. We had morning tea in the office, and there was cake and all this cake. If you just imagine all the cream buns you've
ever
seen.
It wasn't just cake. There was also sausage rolls. Quiches.
Yeah, I don't care about those because I can't eat them anyway. But the cake is...
Oh, because you're a vegetarian.
Yeah, mostly, yeah. But I have
you're
got
not
a
extreme
proposition.
Enough.
I've got a proposition for you, Jono. Because, you know, I'm looking out for you. There's still leftover cake in the fridge. You could have some of that cake this morning if you agree to going vegetarian for one more week. So you would, instead of being vegan, where you can't have any dairy products, and then finishing up on Monday.
I agreed to do a week.
That was the challenge. So you'd be finishing up being vegan on Monday. You still have to get through the weekend, remember, and there's still lots of cake in the fridge. Or after the show today, you can have cake and just become a vegetarian, but you have to stick it out for a whole other week. So this time next week, you'll be finishing up being vegetarian.
It's a lot for me to take in.
I'm just, you know,
well,
I think vegetarian
why are you doing
this?
Why are you messing with me? Playing with me like a pawn.
Vegetarian would be so much easier. And that cake, ooh, that cake. They had the caramel and cream bun in there.
You don't want me to, you don't, are you doing this out of pity or is it, what is the reason for you?
Yeah, pity. Of course pity. Of course I feel sorry for you not being able to eat the cake in the fridge.
But you also want me to.
We'll have more cake next Wednesday.
You also want me to go for another week of vegetarian.
Mm.
I'm doing this the wrong way round, really. You think normally you'd start with vegetarian and work your way to the extreme vegan.
I've
just gone cold turkey.
That's the best way sometimes,
And cold turkey with no turkey to eat. Not allowed
well,
to.
Duh.
Because it's vegan.
Sometimes cold turkey is the best way to go, John. So what do you think of this? Be vegetarian for one more week or go vegan, full vegan. You still can't have the cake in the fridge. You have to go the whole weekend as a vegan. So that's no cheese toasties, no ice cream, no nothing.
But in some ways, the home is like the better way to go because it's easier because you can make your home cooked meals there.
Let's face it. You are not having home-cooked meals. You are eating out. You eat out. Let's face it. You ain't cooking anything. Cake in the fridge, caramel cream bun, looking at ya.
And is vegetarian that much easier?
It is a lot easier.
And that way I can just...
There's dairy products in a lot of things.
And I could eat cheese
on
the weekend.
You could have cheese.
Could I eat a whole bowl of cheese?
You can have a whole bowl of cheese. You can have a cheese and tomato pizza.
Oh, my God.
You could have
I'm going to have cake today.
And you get to have cake.
Oh, Jesus.
What are you
Simon,
saying?
Our cameraman's going to be, the resident vegan's going to be so upset at me. But you know what? I'm doing it.
Yeah.
I'm ditching the vegan. Oh, can I, on one condition.
What?
Can I still tell people I'm vegan?
Sure.
Because that's a lot of fun.
Do whatever
making
you like.
Making people feel
Just
guilty about themselves.
Like.
Good, okay.
Vegetarian one more week. Here we go.
Right, you got yourself a deal. The royal wedding. It's happening tomorrow night. Everybody's talking about it. It's all over the television.
Yes.
Are you going to watch it?
Absolutely.
I might.
You'll be at Cartel by then.
You say that all the time.
I know.
My question on 13, 12, 16 this morning is, do you have something going on this weekend that's going to rival the royal wedding?
Mm-hmm.
Do you have a big event planned? It might have been planned, you know, well before you even knew about the royal wedding being this weekend.
Well, the royals booked their wedding and announced that they were together and had, you know, announced the engagement so quickly. So you could have had your wedding even planned, you know, a year and a half or 2 years
right.
in advance, and then they've just come and stolen the date from you.
Well, tried to.
Well, yeah.
13, 12, 16, particularly if you have a wedding happening this weekend
mm-hmm.
or if you're going to a wedding, let us know about it. But it could not necessarily a wedding. It could be another big event, engagement party. And you know what will happen if you are getting married this weekend or you've got another really big event this weekend, no one's ever going to forget that date.
No, because it was the same day the royals got married.
Which is that a good or a bad thing?
I don't know. Well, I want to find out from someone that's got something on so I can see how they feel about it. 13, 12, 16.
Erin, do you have something big planned this weekend?
Yes, we have a hen's night over the weekend.
Girls' night.
Nice. Do you know where you're going?
We're going to
FH. Oh, awesome.
Very good. You're going to just hit up a bit of Magnums, maybe some Mama Africa's.
Yes, We're a VIP table at Magnum's, and we're going on Sunset Cruise tomorrow night.
I've heard they're good.
So excited.
That's so exciting. So you guys just don't even care about the royal wedding. You're just going to be partying that up.
Yes. It'll distract me. I kind of wanted to watch the wedding, but no, definitely drinking and partying would be a lot more fun.
Sounds amazing.
A royal wedding, it's not the right vibe for a hens,
no.
I don't think.
No, we're not that classy.
No, it's all like tea and crumpets when you're watching the royal wedding. You guys will be other things.
Not that, yeah.
No, not that.
Well, enjoy yourself.
Yeah, have a great weekend.
Thank you.